Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Carl.
Hello, hello. At last, we're going to release this.
So, if you're just now catching on, this is the third of part to our annual turd off. We've been doing it for 8 years. This is our 8th year, and it is also Sci-Fi Party Line's 9th anniversary. So, is this the longest relationship you've had, Carl?
It is. It is. It is equally as dysfunctional and abusive, but it's the longest.
Oh my God. So, yeah, I don't appreciate that at all. So, we have painstakingly gone through a lot of the films from 2017 to eliminate them from our turd list, and we've come down to the final four.
Emphasis on the pain part of that. Yes, yes. Yeah. We have distilled out. We have gotten rid of the chaff. We are down to the distilled purity of what we will call the official turds.
Okay, Carl, you want to have the pleasure of reading off the four final turds?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to do the criteria. Yes, I will do.
You can do that and the criteria, because you came up with them.
You do the list, and I'll do the criteria.
Okay, very good. Fair enough. Okay, the first movie on our 2017 turd off, 8th annual, is The Mummy.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The second is Geostorm. That's Carl.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The fourth is Transformers The Last Night.
Why?
And the fourth, or third, whatever, however, not, whatever, is Beyond Skyline.
Our old friend, back again.
Okay. And we decided per last episode that Valerian wouldn't be on this list.
Yes, and therefore doesn't need to be mentioned.
I just wanted to have it mentioned.
I saw that you were doing that. I don't know why. We've already decided.
I think it should be on this list, but Carl won, and I guess I agree with him, so whatever. So, The Mummy, Geostorm, Transformers The Last Night, and Beyond Skyline. How are we going to determine which one is the ultimate turd of the year, Carl?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked, Kat, because we have a scientific process that we have distilled down from years. We have chiseled this in the side of stone. We have honed this to create the most objective and objectionable list to determine which one is the true turd of each year.
Okay. What are they?
Criteria number one, we call squandered effects. Did they have a budget and use special effects in a meaningful way to advance the story? Or were those special effects not compelling or misused or underutilized given the budget and scale of the film? So squandered effects, criteria number one. Mm-hmm. Criteria two, acting? Question mark? Does the acting contribute to the enjoyment of the film? Or was it painful to watch? Did the casting make sense in the film? So acting? Question. Number three, turdage per dollar. And this one, we've always gone back and forth. This one is kind of rough, but generally, was there a big budget and nothing to show for it? Or did they use the budget to create an effective film, or was it wasted? So how, turnage per dollar, we go back and forth on this one, but that's number three. Number four, a personal favorite and pretty clear for all of us, Fury Upon Exit. Were you pissed off when you were done watching this film? Do you still have residual fury when you talk about it? Fury Upon Exit is a classical metric that we have used, and that really gets at the gut of what the turnoff is about. So Fury Upon Exit, you're just like, I can't believe that's what we're talking about. And last, number five, which sequel would offend the least? Do you want a sequel to this film? Could you tolerate a sequel? That's the final criteria. So those are our five.
Okay, so let's start with The Mummy.
Yes.
Squandered effects. Did they use this budget wisely? Did they advance the story? Were they underutilized? The Mummy.
Now, given the budget and the quality of effects that they had, they gave us Thriller. Really. It's heartbreaking because there was a lot of money, a lot of effects, but they were not advancing the story in any way. They reused
like bugs that we've seen before, creepy crawlies, and they did the face thing twice.
Sand face twice.
I mean, do I really remember anything that wowed me in here? And I'm going to go with no. I don't really remember anything.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So acting.
Wow. Mm. And this one's rough because we know these people can act, but I have a feeling it just wasn't on the page is what the problem was. Nothing worked with the delivery of what was there. I am hesitant to call out acting specifically as per the actors. I just think it wasn't there. So
does this get a mark against the acting? Because we got a marked against the squandered effects. They squandered the effects, and then this acting to me was just awful.
You think the acting was awful?
These people can act. What were they doing?
Right. That's the thing. I see that. That's the slight snag.
It contribute to the enjoyment of the film, or was it painful to watch? Did the casting make any sense? Nothing made sense, and it was painful to watch, and it did not contribute to the enjoyment of the film.
We agree the casting was bad. They should have gone a different direction with that. It was painful to watch. yes, but was it the acting that made it painful to watch? I'm going to hedge on this.
I see what you're saying. Because
here's the easy answer. We've got three more movies to compare against. And if you want to call out bad acting and you think this is the example, give the other three that we have. That's kind of what I'm saying. I think it was the writing and not the acting, because these actors we know can do better. And that's my defense.
So we're going to not put a tick against acting. Doesn't get anything. And turdage per dollar. This was $125 million. It bombed.
Let's review one more time, because turdage per dollar, we kind of go back and forth on this. So are we saying, when we say turdage per dollar on this discussion, are we saying that they wasted the more money wasted for the turds, or are we saying turdage efficiency, where you get this much turd but for only this much money? What are we saying?
Was there a big budget and nothing to show for it? Were there special effects? Was something that showed for it? Did they use the budget to create an effective film, or was it wasted?
So we are saying a big budget, but still crappy is what we are talking
about.
It
was still a big budget and it was crappy, but you can look at it and tell it was expensive.
Right.
But the special effects did not impress, but you could tell they were there and they weren't bad. They just didn't impress us.
Yeah.
And so they had Tom Cruise in there, so you know he's expensive. I mean, was there a big budget and nothing to show for it? Did they use the budget to create an effective film? It was not an effective film because not only were they going to launch a universe, the whole universe is damned because of this film.
No pun intended, because, you know, that would have made sense in the Dark Universe. But anyway, yeah. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Let's put a half mark here, and we'll come back to it if we have to figure that out or whatever.
Because what's making this bad is beyond just this film. When you kill a series because your movie is, that is a metric that's a little different than we are used to. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll put a half tick on the turnage per dollar there.
Yeah,
we'll come back.
We will come back to that one. So, Fury Upon Exit.
Well, Kat, why don't you answer this one? Well, I mean, I know that you will really enjoy the experience of this, but how do you feel, Fury Upon Exit?
I know for a fact that I will never watch it again. Okay, I was highly irritated of having to watch it in the first place. And this is more to do with you than making my own bad decisions. So I decided to leave my life the right way by not seeing it. And you drug me down with your bullshit.
Listen,
so
we're thinking about others. We're thinking about others here.
I mean, I had Fury Upon Exit. Did you? I mean, but I say that I had more fury with others. So I would give this like a half again, and we come back to it if it's a deciding factor.
Okay. I'll give you a half on that. I was pretty disappointed, but the half tick on that will do for this.
Okay. So on five, we have, which sequel would offend the least? Well, we know
we
for
want a
fact.
A sequel? No, do we want a sequel?
No, we know for a fact that there's not going to be one.
Yeah, no. Or would you want a sequel? No.
Fuck no.
I think we're done with that one. No.
So that gets a tick mark for that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That is a solid mark. Mm-hmm. All right. Geostorm.
Yes. Question one. Squandered effects? This was big budget. They had a lot of money to spend on the effects in this film. Did we see any effects that we have not seen 8 billion times before?
Well, it's the same as The Mummy. We've seen this shit.
Mm-hmm. And they spent all of that money on effects that we have seen before.
Like, and nothing was impressive. Not where, as Transformers, like, towards the end of the film, I was just like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. I never said anything was nice in this film. In fact, all I could think about was you, Carl, and how I was going to curse you out.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
So that gets a mark.
That squandered. Yep. No doubt. Acting?
Wow. This has to be. This definitely gets a tip. No half stepping at all. That brother was just the worst thing that I've seen in a while.
What do you mean? They were authentic Americans. Sounding cool on the screen.
Man, that was the poorest excuse for a lead act. I mean, he was supposed to be the strength of the film, and wow, it was painful. I felt physical pain.
Yeah. That was rough. Yeah, I had no doubt. The acting, that was, that gets a tick for sure.
So what about turdish per dollar on this one? Then let me say, I'm going to add in the turdish per dollar, actor per turdage per actor. Because there are some good actors in this, and they were squandered. And I don't understand this, like The Mummy, what the was going on with this?
I agree. I agree. You can put it in the actors. You can put it in the effects. You can put it on the scale. This was a big budget movie. That, I mean, and which is strange because when you look at what was on the screen, all the places that we went, all the stuff that we, you know, was going on, this was technically a big budget movie, but it didn't feel like it did. It felt like something that you would get out of the Redbox or Blockbuster or something.
Or, you know, it'd be on the Sci-Fi Channel on the weekend.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And that's for that much money. That's not a good return on your investment. So yeah, that's a tick.
That's a tick. Yeah. Okay, so Fury Upon Exit. There was that.
Yeah, really, you know, I, it wasn't.
I agree. I agree with you. That should not get a full Fury Upon Exit.
Yeah,
because it was more like that Fantastic Four film where you just like, huh. That was a thing, and you just have nothing. You feel nothing.
Yeah. That at most half a tickle in Fury on Exit. I just was not,
bothered. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Would you see a sequel to Geostorm? Now, that's interesting. That's interesting because, you know, we've got a whole planet and there are all kinds of catastrophes that we have not explored yet that, you know, maybe the
Would
brothers.
Would you watch that?
Listen, I'm just exercising a hypothetical discussion.
So, the possibility for a film is open. That's not the question. Would you see it and would it offend you?
The brothers could come together again to save the Earth.
I'm going to do you a favor and stop you now. Do you a favor and say that, no, you will not want to see a sequel to this. Because guess what? If you ever mention a sequel to this, if they make one and you say something to me about it, I'm going to get a ticket to Washington, D.C., personally come to your house and assault you. You will have to call the cops because that would be abuse. But it would be worth it to go to jail just to smack you in the face for you wanting me to say, here on the podcast, I'm saying it right now.
That's harsh. That is so harsh. Because, I mean, look, they had a bad fishing trip. The next time, the three, the brothers and the daughter could really nail that fishing trip together. Okay, no, I don't want to see a sequel. No, I don't need to see a sequel either.
That gets a tick. Mm-hmm. Transformers The Last Night. So if you remember from last episode, we have officially decided that unless something major changes with this franchise, we are never reviewing another Transformers film on this podcast again.
And we are serious because, look, I think we have had this discussion before, and I think it might have been around the LaBeouf era. Oh. And then all of a sudden, we heard that Mark Wahlberg was going to go on, and we're like, oh, maybe this means that there's going to be a change within the Transformers. I think we might have gone to the edge before, after the Wiccan insanity, and said that this has got to stop. But with the promise of Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, you just reminded me that this is where I stopped the film. And I had to take a break, is when Anthony Hopkins said that he was part of an order of the Wiccans. That came out of Sir Anthony Hopkins' mouth.
Yes,
that was the worst thing that
order
happened to me.
Order of the Wiccans.
That was the worst thing that has ever happened to me in my life, is to hear Anthony Hopkins saying that.
That does seem wrong, doesn't it? That's wrong. Yeah.
Wit Wiccans.
The order. No, because you see, you have to juxtapose the dumbness of Wit Wiccan with the highness of the order of. So you see that the combination of these two things is.
And the president of British, or what, I don't even know how to say that. He asked him that. And Anthony Hopkins repeated the crap. He repeated it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just forgot that I was upset about that and wanted to mention it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a little bit
of fury. Didn't I text you in all caps about that?
Yes, you did. Okay, I received a text.
Yeah, okay.
Regarding the Wiccans.
Okay, what are we doing? Okay, whew. All right. We could go ahead and mark Fury upon exit.
Yeah, it was pretty clear. Get that out the way. Pretty clear on that one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Squandered effects. If they have a budget, use the special effects in a meaningful way to advance. Special effects, they're hands down good. Sorry.
They're good special effects. They're yes. Good.
There's no mark against them.
You're not going to put a mark against that?
Nope. They use them effectively. If you turn them the volume down, it's beautiful. Especially the underwater scenes, and them coming out of the water, the second half of the film, bar none, looks good. Can't take it away from them. And some of the Transformers, if you did not hear them speak, they just looked gorgeous. They looked new and exciting. And I will fight you over the effects, the visuals. I'll do it.
I will begrudgingly concur. All right. Okay. All right. Yes.
No acting gets a solid mark. There does not even need to be a discussion. What? What are you going to say to me? What?
Anthony Hopkins is in it, though.
Okay. Well, let me find kayak.com so I can find a ticket to...
Gee, you don't want to do a half for Hopkins. You don't just want to cut him a little something. Hopkins and Cogsworth.
He was horrible in this.
They what, huh? What?
It was horrible. I mean, I will give you the scene where he's like trying to explain the history and stuff, and the freaking fake CP3O was singing the swelling music or whatever, and I didn't know that was him. You know, and he was just like, would you stop? And he was like, oh, I was just making a moment. And he did it three times and he wore it out. And I'm just like, the first time was funny because it was getting kind of weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. A half.
Thank you. See, there's a moment there.
And
that's it though. I mean, really.
Well, the Anthony Hopkins car chase was, I had a moment.
That's what I mean. Only when Hopkins was on the screen. That's the only moment that we had.
I had to give him those moments because they weren't really that good, and I felt that they were kind of beneath him, but he did make them seem a little fun. So
yep, he seemed to enjoy himself. So that's a half.
Because I was just like, oh, you know, he's, you know. Is this the most fun he's ever had? Because it looked like he had fun.
He did.
But on a film, he's always doing something serious or a serial killer or...
Dude, yeah, exactly. Car chase for Hopkins, that's fun.
And he got to curse, so... Turdich per dollar.
Yeah.
How do we do this on this film?
Yeah.
Gave it for special effects, so...
But look, for as much money as they were given... This was not an enjoyable experience. I mean, it's this differential that we're talking about here. So, this counts. That's a high turdage ratio here for the dollars that they spent, the amount of enjoyment that came out of this.
But wasn't it an effective film?
No. I mean, why did you even ask that? I was stunned by your question. I was trying to be what is she trying to say here? What's wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Don't make me get a ticket.
Oh my God. Woo. Okay. Tick. So we're going to go ahead and put the tick mark against a sequel being offensive because it is. A sequel would be highly offensive to me.
Because we're not
reviewing Transformers again. They're done.
No. Okay. Fury on Exit is clear.
Oh, man, this is rough this year. So we're moving on to Beyond Skyline.
Last one. Mm-hmm. Squandered effects.
Did the effects move beyond anything they showed in the 2010 film? It kind of like they just used the same stuff.
And what's worse is in the first film they used the effects effectively. You know, they with the budget that they had, the effects were rather great. I had a problem with the effects in a couple of points in Beyond Skyline, which is shocking. The effect, the only thing I thought that they got right with Beyond Skyline was a novel use of effects or on a budget, effective use of effects on a budget. This time, that mech battle, the one where the giant robots were fighting each other, that did not look right. Something did not go right.
You talk about at the end?
Yeah.
Man, that was the saddest thing that I have ever seen. I was just like, so when did the aliens become humanoid? And then I had a problem because after you like described the whole of Beyond Skyline, what we forgot to talk about is what were the aliens' motivation? Like, how did they come across the damn galaxy and know that human brains was the things that they needed? Like, how did they evolve that way? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
At least in ID4, the dudes came because they wanted water, not because human brains are tasty. I'm exhausted.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And that mech battle at the end,
I'm super sure. Your company is called Hydraulics. You need to be able to make robots right. It's just simple. That's a giant. That there was something very wrong with that.
And it was like Star Wars kid and a mech.
Yeah. Suit. Yeah.
And I think he's cooler now. So you're not even cooler than Star Wars kid when Star Wars kid was uncool, which he was always cool. But whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Acting.
That was a unique experience.
I'm sorry, Frank, you didn't save this one. Mm-mm. You didn't do it, babe. It's not you. It's not me. It's Skyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
turdage per dollar. Well,
okay.
So the exact criteria you have was there a big budget and nothing to show for it? Did they use the budget to create an effective film, or was it wasted? So not a big budget.
That's right. Now that's where Skyline is very interesting, because with the teeny budget that they had, we got a whole lot of stuff on the screen. I'm serious. There was a lot on the screen.
It was exhausting.
That gets a tip of the hat there. I mean, I think at best, I don't even think really we can give them a half tick. It's just so much for so little.
so they get a whole pass on that? Okay.
I'm thinking a pass.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. Okay. Fury upon exit. Tick. Tick.
Yeah. Our old friend. It's ticking. We get to tick on that.
God, for the love of all things holy, do not.
Do
make a
we
sequel.
Want a sequel? Skyline 3 starring Coralie Tannisworth.
Can this be another one that we refuse to ever review again?
No, I can't do it. I mean, if they get a $30 million budget, I have got to see what they are able to create. I can't, because look, to be fair, we gave Transformers many, many, many tries.
I want to see a sequel. Would offend me. I can't do it.
$30 million for Beyond Skyline. I don't know. All right, no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Throw that tick up there.
Let me see. Let me do some math right quick, which is scary.
All right. These are scientific calculations.
Give talk to him for something. Well,
I was gonna make 1960s computer sounds, you know, that makes it sound like Cat is working, and you can hear the paper tape going and the little boop boops and the keyboard stuff. That's what I was gonna do there, because
We were gonna come back to the mummy.
Okay, all right. Are you tallying?
Yeah, I'm tallying, but I just want to make sure that. We said that they squandered the effects. They got a tick mark for that. You said that we're going to let them pass on the acting.
Yeah, right? That's my impression, yes.
Okay. We also said that we, let me skip around here. Fury upon exit, we gave them half, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We said that we did not want to see a sequel, so we gave them a full tick. But the question we had was chartage per dollar. And I think 3 and 5 kind of goes together because they killed the series. So did we want to give them extra anything for killing an entire series with this film? Or like what are we doing? Because it's up to a ticks, because there's a half tick at chartage per dollar for the mummy, and then there's a full tick for a sequel, because we damn sure don't want one.
Right.
And it's not going to get one. So we can feel comfortable with saying, because it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then we have to see, well,
stick with the half tick for turkish per dollar. That's it.
Because all right. Okay, so I guess I'm going to just spring it on you to how it happened on the math here, which is, I got to say, very scary. You're letting the designer do the math and the robotics engineer over there sit pretty.
So, you got this, girl. You got it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So our fourth place and least turdiest turd is the mummy.
wow
it okay. comes in at 3
okay
it comes wow. in at 3 coming mm. in at 3.5. It's very surprising. Transformer the Last Knight,
what,
it's in our third place.
How in the world?
Hey, you let it pass for squandered effects. You say they weren't squandered, or did I say they weren't squandered? I don't know. So somehow they were not squandered. They were effective. And then acting, we gave it a half tick. We could still change that.
Well, no, Hopkins, come on. That was
incredible. Oh, that's why we get it. That's why that's there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hopkins put Transformers in third place. So that's nice. This is shocking to me. Our second place.
Okay. All right.
Our second place is Beyond Skyline.
Oh, my God. Listen, it's very clear to me how Beyond Skyline came ranked where it is. And it boils down to, they did this mess on a nickel. How in the world they made this much movie for that little money? That is.
But my problem with that is that it cheated, because they spent most of it in somebody's backyard.
Look, that is still an impressive achievement. It was big in Lithuania, so you know somebody enjoyed this motion picture. Somebody liked it.
So the 2017 eighth annual Sci-Fi Party Line Turd of the Year is Geostorm.
Coming from behind. Nobody knew. Out of the gate, Geostorm was going to do it. Wow. That was an expensive movie. That was ridiculous.
So, because this only reason it got, because it was going to be neck and neck with Beyond Skyline, so there was going to be a tie, but you did not want to put Fury upon exit in Geostorm. I put the Fury upon exit in Geostorm.
But that was more toward me. That wasn't because you didn't like that was Fury toward me.
That's the only reason. It's my Fury for your choice. Because it could have been a tie.
That's amazing. Well, okay, so now let's look at this scientifically, though. Let's just start to break it down. Geostorm had all of the big-time effects of Transformers,
mm-hmm.
all of the wondrous acting of Beyond Skyline,
mm.
all of the...
Turdage per dollar. It had a bigger budget than Skyline.
The squandered potential of the Mummy, mathematically, this is actually starting to make sense when you look at it. There's a little something to this math we've got here.
The only reason Beyond Skyline is you gave it too much for the turdage per dollar, man.
Well, look. Geostorm cost $120 million. Beyond Skyline, $15.
All right.
That is a scale that you cannot ignore. I mean, come on. That's big.
Geostorm is it. I hate you for making me watch that.
See, look. Anybody knew the Transformers and Beyond Skyline were going to be shady. Those films we have a long history with on this podcast. We gotta really find, you know, the unexpected treats. The ones that not everybody is going to suspect. Let me tell you.
I think you did it.
We did it, Kat. We did it.
I hate you so, so much. Okay, so what's coming out for next year?
I don't know. Look, I'm still traumatized from last year. That's normally we try to get it out a little sooner, but this was a little rough to get through. Just trying to slog through these.
Oh man, we got some dull. I'm not going to call out turds. I'm just going to call out what I see. Right. We have another Maze Runner coming out this year, which the second one was a big turd. We have, oh God, they're making another 50 Shades movie. I still haven't seen any of those. Jesus. Okay. You're silent, Carl. Have you seen?
No, that's why I was silent. I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, okay. So. Cloverfield 2017 is coming out in 2018.
Oh, this bodes well. Okay, let's get your notepad ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Black Panther, I don't think that's going to be a turd. Let's see, what else? A Wrinkle in Time, that's coming out. I don't think that's going to be a turd.
Yeah, I like the book.
Pacific Rim Uprising, that could go either way.
True.
Ready Player One, we'll see. Super Trooper, I don't know what that's about. Avengers, Infinity War. Let's see, Solo, A Star Wars Story. That should be... Well,
that's coming out next year? I mean, this year that's coming out 18?
Yeah, it's May 25th. Wow. It's in like 5 months.
Man, they're cranking those out. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Jurassic World. Oh, dear. Okay. We have an Incredibles 2 coming out.
Oh, that should be good.
Purge of the Island. Oh, boy.
What? You mean it's a sequel to The Island?
Of The Purge.
Oh, it's a sequel to The Purge.
And it's on an island.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. We have at Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay, all right.
The Predator. What? I hope that's not like... The Predator. Let me click and see. Yep, there's a Predator film.
What, a sequel to the Predator movies? Oh, no.
Here we go.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
All right. Mm. Untitled New Line Horror Film 2018. That sounds...
Frankly, they just should leave that as the title. I think that would be the most honest answer, really, for the film.
Oh, my God. Mm. Okay. Halloween, Venom. That's coming out. X-Men Dark Phoenix. Okay. Untitled Paramount event film. Oh, they just... there they go with them. Okay. All right. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That name is something.
That's a goofy name.
Bumblebee, mm-hmm. which Let me see if this is a Transformers film. Aquaman film is coming out. Untitled WB event film Christmas 2018 is one.
Guaranteed. Extinction. To fill space. What, yeah. What was that?
Extinction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Marvel Rising, Secret Warriors or something, TBA. Okay. Let's see, Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. In the year 1987, Bumblebee finds refuge in a junkyard in a small California town. And trying to find what is the battle scarred. And when Charlie revives him, she quickly learns this is no ordinary yellow VW. But oh shit, this is a Michael Bay. This is called Bumblebee, and so it is a girl who finds a beat up actual 1987. A VW bug. God damn it, are we gonna review a Transformers film next year? After we just banned the film, there's another interesting looking one coming out. That's what it said. This is a Transformers film.
No, this cannot be.
Hold up. Let me send you the damn tape, the evidence, sir. Let me send you a receipt right quick.
There you go.
I sent it to you.
Jeez. This is ridiculous. You see, already she's trying to violate our anti-Bay agreement. Trying to slide some Transformer crap.
It's here.
Turds right back in here. Oh, my God. Why is this thing opening? Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. What is she talking about? Michael Bay. It's kind of like a new Transformers.
It's a first of a new trilogy. I'm not necessarily sure that I'm doing the others, but that's what it's meant for.
No, look, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Never mind the fact that Bumblebee isn't a Bumblebee. Look, no, I'm not. No, we're not doing it. We are not doing this.
Carl, but it's different. You said it's something drastically different had to happen. Different.
No, this is not selling it for me. No, I am annoyed at the prospect. Bumblebee should have been a Bumblebee from the start. If that had been the case, maybe. No, don't be trying to sneak it in now. No. This, you know what this is? This is Herbie meets the Transformers. No, we are not going down this path. Ooh. No good will come of this. Because they'll probably try to make it cute, and this is not going to work. So, no, I'm not. No. Mm-mm, no.
And there you have it. Our 2017 Sci-Fi Party 8th Annual Turd Off.
Oh, one last thing.
Oh.
Yeah, we did sort of glance over Flatliners. We had a little conversation about that. You did notice who one of the stars of Flatliners was, right?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. You remember Extant?
Oh yes. Yes. Our roboted lady.
Our robotic teenager was back. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to end the show with. That's how we're doing it.
You said something that reminded me of Extant, and that just flew out of there. I just couldn't.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, guys, I hope you are just as disappointed with this year's turn off as we were, because it was a shit fest. No. It was a shithole.
No, you didn't do it. You did not do that. You didn't.
So, final thoughts, Carl, because we can wrap this one up.
We're tired. We're tired. That was rough this year. We've been through some ups. We've been through some downs. Let's hope that this year's is a better one. A better one in the film industry.
Bumblebee.
Stop.
Give us a call, 773-336-2686. Go to our website, sci-fi-partyline.com. We are on Twitter and Facebook. We hope you enjoyed this. We really do. Thanks for listening for 9 years. And we hope you enjoyed the show. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
End of line.